ICE arrests migrant who caused traffic death after Democrats released him three times. By Warner Todd Houston on August 22, 2026. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, collared a Brazilian migrant after he was released three times by Massachusetts Democrats despite his role in the traffic death, the Department of Homeland Security said. ICE officers arrested Brazilian national Hariton da Silva Reeds in Taunton, Massachusetts, on August 6, a DHS press release reports. The migrant has a long criminal history, including charges of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, assault and battery, using a motor vehicle without authority, refusal to identify himself while operating a vehicle, furnishing a false name, operating recklessly, and refusing identification. Reeds has been removed from the country before. He was deported in October of 2008 after being arrested multiple times. But at some point, he sneaked back into the U.S. and continued his criminal tour until he came on ICE's radar in 2023 after being arrested in Middleborough, Massachusetts. ICE Boston had issued a detainer order for Reeds, but state officials, police, and prosecutors continued to rearrest him, then release him, without telling immigration officials of their actions. Massachusetts sanctuary politicians released this illegal alien killer three times. No matter how hard these sanctuary politicians fight to protect criminals like this, Adiro Boston will hunt down and deport every illegal alien monster in Massachusetts. We are not going away. pic.twitter.com/vconsery. Homeland Security, at DHSCOF, August 20, 2026. Ultimately, Reeds was arrested in July and charged with motor vehicle homicide by negligent operation. But on July 25, after the criminal's arraignment, the Bristol House of Corrections released Reeds once again without notifying ICE or honoring ICE's immigration detainer. ICE finally caught up to him on August 6 during targeted operations in Taunton. Sadly, it appears as though Bristol County Sheriff Paul Aroo followed through on his promise to not cooperate with ICE, resulting in the release of this habitual criminal illegal alien offender, who is currently charged with vehicular homicide, back into his constituents' community, said Acting ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations Boston Field Office Director David Wessling. In fact, on three separate occasions, this criminal illegal alien was in the custody of state or local authorities, and they released him without honoring our detainer. Had any of the prior detainers been honored, lives would have been saved. While sanctuary politicians signed performative legislation to protect habitual criminal offenders like Reeds, Earl Boston will continue to prioritize the law-abiding citizens of our communities, Wessling added. Despite his department's habit of constantly releasing dangerous criminals back among the population, Bristol County Sheriff Paul Aroo adamantly exclaimed that he refuses to work with ICE, according to the Boston Herald. This is another example of how ICE Boston wants me to break state law, period. State law says that if someone posts bail, regardless of their immigration status or whether they are a citizen or not, we have to let that person go. Period. Full stop, Aroo told the paper. That is the Lund decision which ICE knows about. We are not allowed to hold somebody after they post bail. And what ICE is asking me to do is break state law, and I'm not going to do that, he added. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, though, defended its arrest of the accused murderer. DHS message is clear: if you come to our country illegally and break our laws, we will find you, arrest you, and you will never return. Under President Trump and Secretary Mullen, criminal illegal aliens are not welcome in the United States, DHS said in a statement. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.